Oh my God. I bet if Reyna had a CBC show right now, she could trick them into doing like a serial type thing on Walt Tremblay and they
I
believe
could do
it
Walt
was
Tremblay.
Real.
All interviews.
I can do CBC take over Jesus her Christ. Show and just turn it into an E1 radio show in Canada.
I can do Walt all day. It's just
Walt doing a 2 hour segment at one between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. He's like, welcome to the cruise with Walt.
Doesn't take a
some
breath.
Some of my favorite songs. This is Meghan Trainor's new one
from her Christmas album. It's currently March.
Walt Tremblay going into one of those restaurants where they're mean to you and just taking it really personally.
Oh wow!
I don't know why you gotta say that. I don't know why it's a problem.
Listen, I know you're just working. You're just working. It's fine. I know you don't think it's a great ponytail. People said it's a great ponytail. So whatever you say, I know you're just working. How about this? I'll leave you my number. After you get off shift, you let me know what you really think, huh? Because I know your manager's here, probably got cameras.
So just we can make a blink twice if you're being mean because of your job. Don't blink twice if you're being mean because you're for real.
And I got a question about this uncle sauce.
He walks into Jack Astor's and he's like, so what's this Princess Diana burger I've been hearing about?
is it like made of her? Is it like made after her? Did she make it? Is she in the back?
Yeah. I love spending time in Canada. It's all the best rock
Montreal
bands are named.
Montreal steak seasoning on it. Diana loved Montreal steak seasoning. She put it on everything while she would smoke her big cigars and drink her big stouts.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Put some steak seasoning in a stout.
Yeah, that's right. That's why they killed Diana. She came up with doing that.
The queen said, Diana, you're breaking my heart with all the steak seasoning and the stouts.
And she Montreal said, steak seasoning was too foreign for British people to accept.
God, that's like so close to the reality of what it's like here. That is so close to real. Like,
I think every region should have a like The Sun magazine that is just wildly speculative and disrespectful to everyone it covers. It really is like a great mediator of just like hatred of powerful people in the only way that's like currently acceptable is to just scour their personal lives constantly and harass them. It's awesome.
I want a Quebec version of The Sun, and I want to see a giant infographic that has Poutine and Pizza Getty on one side with a big green check mark, and then
Pizza Getty. Fuck
and then
me.
A taco and sushi on the other side with a big X through it.
That's right. And LeBron's like, yeah, you can't come. He just comes on. You can't be making Pizza Getty. Come on.
LeBron goes to Quebec to promote the new Space Jam movie and causes global incident by complimenting Princess Diana while eating Pizza Getty.
That's right. Yeah, it's considered a form of treason to talk with your mouth full to the royals. Right.
I just noticed on the list of Canadian chains too that you have Joey's Seafood Restaurants and also a place called Joey in all caps.
Yeah, it's a spinoff.
It's where you go if you don't want to get Joey's Seafood.
Yeah, it's a premium casual restaurant chain.
All right,
medium casual.
A premium.
That's
casual.
That's the new hot thing. It's premium casual, like a Five Guys or whatnot.
Oh, you can get a balsamic braised short rib. That's not bad.
Ooh.
Hang on. I think we're about gonna run out of time soon. Before we do that, I want to look at the Joey menu. I was gonna see if they've named anything weird.
Well, I can say this about the menu. It's well known for serving globally inspired foods with a Joey twist.
Oh, that's good. I just want globally inspired food. I want to make sure I know I'm eating at Joey.